Welcome to the abs challenge number 7. Today we're going to start in child's pose, so just get yourself back into balasana or child's pose, hips onto the heels, arms may be forward or back past the ankles, and you're just letting yourself release down into the earth. Let the back round out, let the brain relax, giving your hips and glutes a little stretch. Kind of gathering yourself together. And then we're going to inhale up into table position. Pull the navel high, level off the spine, and you just squeeze through the core there, engaging the glutes as well. Inhale the left arm forward, the right leg back into balancing table, steady with your pose. Hold there. Now let the left hand come back down and then rotate onto that left side. So you bring your right arm up to the sky and your heart is facing to the right side. And with the arm straight up to the sky, start pumping that leg, that right leg up and down. So the leg is lengthened. You're pushing out to the sole of the foot and you bring that leg to its apex point and nadir point. Leg is lengthened, high, low, high, low. And using that whole sidewall of the abdomen to strengthen. Good. And then steady up. Just let the leg be level. Keep it elevated. Means keep it off the ground. And then right hand to the hip. Right palm down to the earth. Square the heart to the earth. And inhale the left arm forward. So now you have your left arm forward and that right leg is still elevated. And come into Uttanasana. Bring that left hand back around. Catching that right foot. And inhale that torso open and crown up to the sky. Extend all the way back out into balancing table. Down into standard table, and then here we go, right into it on the other side. Inhale, right arm, left leg. Hold steady in your balancing table. Again. Let that right hand come down, open up to your left, so left arm is way up to the sky, left leg is parallel to the earth, and start your pumping motion. Squeeze through the whole leg bone and press through the sole of the foot. Good. Nice high and low, getting that whole range of motion engaged. And then level off the leg with that left arm up to the sky. Let the left hand come to the hip, palm to the earth. And now bring that right arm forward into balancing table so you have your left leg and your right arm elevated. And draw that right hand back around, bending the left knee, catching that foot or ankle, and inhale up. Get there. So heart is open, chin up, eyes up. And extend forward into balancing table, back into standard table position, 4 points. And then from table, you're just going to start to curl the toes, lift the hips, and walk the hands back into, you're going to be in standing forward fold or Uttanasana. Just, you can have the knees slightly bent to begin so the belly can rest on the thighs, or you can be in a full-on forward fold with standing forward fold with the legs lengthened. See whether you want to stretch the back or the calves and hamstrings, or maybe you can get a little bit of both going. And just be here for a little bit. And now we're going to take it the rest of the way up. So if the knees aren't already softened, let the knees bend just a touch. Pull the navel in. Roll up one vertebra at a time as the arms drape towards the earth. Ultimately, the shoulders roll to the bottom of the ears and back. And now you are standing upright into mountain pose with the arms angled 5-6 inches away from the hips, palms facing forward, and you're nice and tall. Feet are hip width, squeezing through the thighs, navel in, heart is open. We're going to move right into a standing core balance pose. Exhale, left knee up, both hands around the left shin, and just squeeze that whole core. So the left knee comes as high as it can, both hands wrapped tightly there, and that core will help with your balance. Fix your vision at one spot, and just squeeze through that whole core, strong, strong. And gently release that foot down. And when you're ready, set up on the other side. Right knee comes up. Both hands around the right shin. Squeeze that core. Navel in. squeeze all the muscles around the rib cage, and the shoulders are up and back, so you're nice and tall. You're not leaning forward at all. You're back. You're tall. Hold that position. And gently release back on down. Let's bring the ankles and knees together. Bring the arms straight to the sky, palms touching one another. So now you're lengthened from soles of the feet to the fingertips like an arrow. And we're going to do a variation of Ardha Chandrasana, or half moon. Half moon is also a side bend. So here we go. We're going to exhale and lean over to your right side. And keep that left shoulder back so the heart is projected forward. It's a perfect side bend. And inhale up to an upright stance and exhale over to your left side. Nice deep side bend. The bend starts at the navel, extends out through the crown. And inhale all the way on up. Let those hands come around. Good. Now separate the feet maybe 4 or 5 inches, just about hip width apart. And you're going to start to hinge back through those hips. We're coming into Utkatasana, so hinge back, or awkward chair pose. Hinge back through those hips so the knees start to bend a little bit, and draw the arms up at an angle. So you want to keep a nice plane. You don't peek that tailbone away. You keep a neutral spine. So from hips to shoulders to fingertips is one clean line, perfect lengthened slant. And you just drop through those hips and you squeeze to the core. You hold yourself in that Utkatasana. Hold, hold, hold. And then draw the hands on, keeping the knees as is. Draw the hands onto the thighs and just pull Udayan Mudra. Hands onto the thighs. Navel pulls to the spine. You're lifting up through the crown slightly. Hold. And then inhale, arms back up into extended to Utkatasana. And you're reaching, you're still using your core muscles, you're breathing as you need to, but you're squeezing everything in. And then back to Udayan Mudra, both hands onto the thighs. Good, lengthen spine, but pulling the navel to the spine. And gently relax, release, and roll it on down into Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Good, walk it there into downward facing dog, so set yourself up. Nice long spine. Pull the navel to the spine. That's our core practice. Pull that navel in. And let's take that right leg way up into the sky, squeezing that leg, getting that leg lengthened. And then exhaling, right knee to the nose and shift that weight forward, stacking elbows, shoulders, and wrists. And squeeze again, squeezing your core. Hold, hold that position. Inhale, withdraw the hips back up and extend that right leg to the sky. Keep that right leg up. Now we're going to heat seek that right leg. Right knee is going to go to the outside of the right elbow. Shift on forward again. This time the knee hovers to the outside of the right elbow. Just sits there and you're using your core to support yourself. And inhale, withdraw all the way back up. And that same right leg, it's going to go to the outside of the left elbow, so under the core. Here we go. Underneath the torso, right knee bends and sits itself to the outside of that left elbow. Hold it there. Squeeze. You get a little bit of a twist going. And inhale, withdraw hips up, leg up, way up to the sky, and down. You're back into downward facing dog. 4 points. Drop it into plank for a moment. Hold steady. So it's just like an upward push-up position. And then draw yourself back into downward dog. Left leg way up to the sky. Exhale, left knee to nose. Shift that weight forward. Squeeze to the core. Stabilize. Elbows, shoulders, wrists. Lined up in one line as you hold and you tuck the head. Withdraw those hips back up. Extend the left leg way up to the sky. And then draw that left knee to the outside of the left elbow. Squeeze there. Set it there, just perfectly suspended. Again, withdraw back out of it, and left knee to the outside of the right elbow. Squeeze to the core as you rotate through that torso, knee to the outside of the right elbow. And withdraw all the way up, back up, left leg to the sky, and down onto 4 points, downward dog. Pull the navel in. Drop it into plank, take a rest breath there, drop it into dolphin plank. So you're on your forearms, you're getting that spine perfectly level across the earth, not peaking the tailbone, nice flat spine across the earth. Squeeze through the thighs in your dolphin plank, and let's bring the right leg up 4 or 5 inches and hold that leg. Swing that leg to the outside. Draw it back to center, down, left leg up 4 or 5 inches. Swing that leg all the way to the outside, back center, down. Now step the legs out wide, straddling your yoga mat. Hold steady in your wide-angle dolphin plank. Roll both heels to the right side. Draw that left arm onto the sky, up to the sky as you come onto the right forearm. Left arm straight up to the sky. Fold that left arm over the ear, big reach. So you're reaching, you're squeezing, lifting through the hips as you're able. And left forearm down to the earth and swing it to the other side. Support yourself on your left forearm. Both heels to the left side. Inhale, right arm up. Get that whole heart projected to the right side of the room. And then fold that right arm over the ear. Squeeze through the hips. Keep those shoulders stacked. And exhale down into wide angle dolphin plank. Hold steady. Good. And then back into standard dolphin plank. So draw those feet to hip width, and then let the knees go down and let the heels come up a little bit. Good. Then back into dolphin plank. So lengthen, push back through the heels. Knees are parallel to the earth, not touching. And then let the knees touch down, let the heels come up. You feel this in your lower core here. And again, curl the toes, squeeze the legs, lengthen the legs, knees off the earth. You're back into dolphin plank. Hold, hold. And then knees down, heels up. Good. Feel that in that low core. And then curl the toes, squeeze through the legs, lift those knees up. You're into dolphin plank. Up a level into plank. Take a breath there. And knees to the earth and draw yourself back into child's pose. Good. Just rest it back for a moment. You were on the forearms and core there for a while there. Just resting in child. Then bring the hands on either sides of the knees. Lift the torso up and get yourself into a supine position. So you're just now flat on your back on your yoga mat. And bring the knees over the belly, legs way up into the sky. So you're creating a perfect L shape. The hands are can be by the sides. Let them be by the sides for now. Palms down, legs straight up, heels over the hips, and you're pulling that navel in, pressing the spine into your yoga mat. Put your signature on that yoga mat. Good. And now draw the arms up to the sky and back overhead. The head and shoulders remain into the earth. Press the palms together without interlinking any fingers. And then slowly angle those legs so the ankles touch, the knees are, you know, the legs are together. And they angle towards the far end of your yoga mat. So instead of being 90 degrees in the air, maybe they're at 80 or 70 or 60. You can go down as far as you feel comfortable, but make sure your spine is still touching the mat. If the low back pumps up, then get the legs back up to a higher angle where you can control that core strength. So just keep pulling that navel to the spine. Imprint your yoga mat to the your spine into the yoga mat. And then bring those legs straight up to the sky. Bring the legs out wide V. Fold the arms up. Arms are now shoulder width apart. Pull the navel in, head and shoulders off the earth, and climb that rope coming straight from the sky. Just climb top center as those legs are out into a wide V, kicking out through the heel, and just climb that rope, reaching those arms up, pulling the navel to the spine, head and shoulders effortlessly, climbing up in the air, reach, 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 and then relax the head and shoulders down, draw the ankles and knees back into center. Draw the knees to the belly, hands around the shins, a nice easy rock and roll here for a moment. And then let the soles of the feet settle into the earth with the knees to the sky, thighs are hip width apart, feet are hip width apart. You can have the hands by the sides, palms down, fingers towards the ankles. We're going to come into bridge pose, so press with the feet, lift those hips. And so the knees are beautifully stacked over the ankles. The thighs are parallel to one another. You can put a yoga block in between those thighs while you do this and squeeze that block. That's one way. Or you can imagine that the yoga block is there. Good. And then you're going to relax. Come on down. As soon as those hips come down and your glutes are down on the mat, bring the right ankle across the left thigh, bring the left knee towards you, and both hands reach for the left shin. The right hand goes in between the thighs, and the left hand goes around the outside, and they both meet and greet. Both hands meet either at the left shin. If you don't get the left shin, take it to the left hamstring, and you just stretch out that right glute. You round out the back, head towards that crossed over ankle. And you can inhale out of it, uncrisscross, set up. We're going to rise again. Hands by the sides, press, raise, use the yoga block if you like, raise those hips up, knees over the ankles, steady, squeezing the thighs, squeezing those glutes, really tighten up there, squeeze hard. Drawing the shoulder blades to center, creating a nice tubular effect through the spine. And letting those hips come on down. As soon as they come down, bring that left ankle onto the right thigh, right knee towards you, both hands towards the right shin or to the right hamstring. That left arm is going in between the thighs to get there. And you just squeeze and you stretch out through that left glute and piriformis muscle. Good. Stretch, stretch. And you can release out of it. And now you can just let those legs go all the way across the earth. Let the body just come into a state of ease, palms facing to the sky. You can work into your Shavasana, close the eyes, nice long, slow breaths. And all right, you just made it through practice number 7. Well done. Namaskar, namaskar.